From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, July the 8th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Kate Seckinger and John Mason are reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce has announced the appointment of Jeffrey Hunt as its new president and CEO effective August 1st. Hunt replaces David Colby, who stepped down as chamber president on April 29th after nearly 13 years on the job. Hunt said on Thursday, July the 7th, and I quote, "I am honored and excited to be the next president and CEO of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. I look forward to meeting with and listening to hundreds of member businesses, the community at large, civic and elected leaders throughout the county." Hunt has also worked on Capitol Hill, where he was a Lyndon Baines Johnson Fellow and Legislative Assistant in the 102nd Congress. He currently serves on the National Board of Directors with the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Diane Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper that Salvador Cachino was back in Columbia County Supreme Court last week so he could provide proof and an update on his compliance with a court order to acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols. Cachino offered documents that indicated that he had removed waste from his property, but the town of Copeg's attorney told the court that local officials suspect Cachino may have moved the illegal waste from one part of his property to another. The latest round in the Cachino saga began with a May 4th order from Nichols that suspended Cachino's incarceration on civil contempt contingent upon his removal of a specific amount of illegally dumped material from his 300-acre property known as Copeg Valley Farm. Cachino, 76, of Larchmont, Westchester County, has been racking up violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating on his property along the east side of Route 22 for the past 18 years. Nichols said Cachino had not disposed of as much illegally dumped solid waste as he had hoped, but Cachino has done enough to stay out of jail. Nichols warned that Cachino will be subject to a heavy penalty if the information presented is untrue. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Keisha Cluckley is reporting at Politico New York that the State Board of Regents violated the Freedom of Information Law when it voted to elect a new chancellor and vice chancellor in April. At the April meeting, each regent was asked to record his or her vote on a piece of paper. The papers were collected and tallied, and the results were announced publicly. However, a breakdown of how each regent voted was not released, nor were those votes entered into the record. Regents Chancellor Betty Rosa, the beneficiary of the flawed vote, said on Thursday, July the 7th, and I quote, "I think the people have a right to know how people vote, and that's a public obligation. We should always feel comfortable and courageous enough with whatever our vote is that we should take it in a public space," end quote. The violation came to light when a member of the news media submitted a FOIA request asking for the vote breakdown. Under the law, the board was obligated to maintain a record of how each member voted. The violation does not impact the outcome or validity of the vote. Following the board's June meeting, the members were asked to affirm how they voted, and those results were posted in the minutes. Rosa received 15 of the 17 votes cast. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Carrie Allen in the Chatham Courier reports that the Chatham Police Department has started the Chatham Cares for You Outreach Initiative program to deal with local drug addiction. Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman spoke about the program at the June 29th Naranon Family Group meeting at Christ Our Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Chatham. The chief said in a department press release, and I quote, "The stigma associated with heroin and opiate addiction is over. Police officers are here to help you, not judge you," end quote. The program is modeled after the new Gloucester Angel Initiative and is the first in Columbia County to partner with the Police-Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative. Under the program, anyone can come to the Chatham Police Station in the Village Hall and request help with an addiction to opiates and will be immediately screened into the program. The story says, and I quote, "If that person has drugs or drug paraphernalia on them, an officer will seize and mark it for destruction, no questions asked, and a participant will not be charged," end quote. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. The Hudson Valley is in the midst of a heat wave with temperatures in the 90s. On July the 6th, Governor Andrew Cuomo directed the New York State Department of Public Service to closely monitor statewide energy use due to those high temperatures and extra fans and air conditioners plugged in this week. Cuomo also directed the department to investigate the cause of an unexpected shutdown of the Indian Point 2 nuclear plant on July the 6th, which was not heat-related. The governor's press statement said, and I quote, "Residential and business consumers are encouraged to seek ways to reduce their energy usage where possible. To help lower demand, Governor Cuomo has directed that all state agencies immediately lower their energy usage by turning off lights, raising air conditioning temperatures, closing window shades, and powering down unused computers, printers, and other electrical devices," end quote. The water in Hoosick Falls is under more scrutiny today as Assembly Speaker Carl Hestey announced plans on July the 6th for public hearings on New York water quality in September. The same day, the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform sent letters to Governor Andrew Cuomo and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency asking for documents for a congressional probe into the handling of the Hoosick Falls water crisis. Congressman Chris Gibson said in a statement about the federal investigation, and I quote, "I thank the Oversight Committee joining with me to demand accountability and look forward to the prompt responses by Governor Cuomo and the EPA to this investigation," end quote. And Politico reported that the former town dumps in both Hoosick Falls and Petersburg in Rensselaer County are leaking high levels of PFOA, the chemical poisoning the water. Residents and the assembly member who represents the towns affected in Rensselaer County, Steve McLaughlin, Republican of Troy, have long called for hearings and cheered the announcement of general hearings on New York water issues. But residents also want the Senate to hold hearings specific to Rensselaer County, and so far, State Senator Kathy Marchione, Republican Half Moon, has resisted that idea. On July the 8th, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand hosts a public forum on the issue in Hoosick Falls. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the WGXE listening area for today, Friday, July the 8th. Scattered thunderstorms are possible Friday afternoon and evening. The thunderstorms may have heavy rainfall capable of producing isolated flash flooding, especially south and west of the capital region. Gusty winds are also possible with any thunderstorms. As for today, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. There will be patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise increasing clouds and a high temperature of 87 degrees. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before midnight, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between midnight and 4 a.m. The chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 64 degrees. Now the forecast for the weekend. On Saturday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, then rain and possibly a thunderstorm after 9 a.m. The temperature high will be 72 degrees. On Saturday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 p.m. Then showers are likely again with a temperature low around 59 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 78 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:28 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:33 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 8th day of July 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.